5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Steve, you really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Always Testy episode. I was meaning to get Ed Bassmaster, but instead I got Always, and it has to be one of the most weirdest, awkward interviews I've ever done, because the whole time he was asking me if I was hiring, if I had a job for him. So thanks for tuning in, and be safe out there. Peace.
I can hear you now.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry. I was looking for Ed.
Who?
Ed Bassmaster. This is the email that he gave me.
Spit it out, yo. I don't know who that is, yo. I don't know. You got the wrong number. Like I said, y'all called me 10 minutes ago, asking the same shit. And y'all coming on my phone like this and shit.
No, I'm looking.
So I don't know. I sent a message.
No, Ed gave me he told me to email him because I wanted to do I wanted to collaborate on some YouTube videos.
Well, I'm looking for.
So.
Damn, this connection is weak, yo.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who are you? I mean, I didn't mean to be rude, but I was looking for Ed.
I know. I told you. I don't know no Ed. My name Always. Always Testy, yo. This is my phone number. This is mine's. Then y'all hit me up. I ain't hit y'all up. You know what I'm saying? Not. It was on my phone, dog. Look, I ain't making that shit up.
So are you? I'm really confused. I was looking for Ed. He told me this is.
No. I'm the one that's trying to get a job on the podcast, John. I'm the one that hit y'all up, and now you trying to duck me or some shit. I don't know what it is. I hit y'all up, see if I can get it. You know, work behind the scenes on the podcast, John.
Oh, so you're
okay. Yeah.
So you're looking to get a job.
Exactly. Damn.
All right. I'm so sorry. So sorry.
It's all good, dog. It's all good.
Well, I have a couple. Okay. What are your qualifications? I mean, if you're down.
I'll do anything, man. Anything you want to pay me to do, I'll do it. It don't matter. I got a lot of skills. Like, I can hustle. You know what I'm saying? If you smoke weed, I can get you weed. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff, yo.
Can you, do you have experience editing?
What's that? Music? Hell yeah, dog. I want to be a rapper, yo. Of course.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, like, editing film editing. Can you edit videos?
Nah, dog. I don't do no kind of construction shit. Yo, I'm all about the music.
No, I didn't. I wasn't referring to construction as filming videos. I mean, editing videos.
Whatever. No, I don't do it.
Okay, well, what are some of your other skills? I mean, as far as, because I'm looking to hire...
I could play basketball. Huh?
You can play basketball?
I'm good at running ball. I freestyle a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
As far as editing goes, you know what I'm saying? That's not my second nature, I ain't gonna lie. But I could learn shit because that's how I do shit. You know what I'm saying? Put me in the mix, I learn it. Like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So can you do you do vlogs or like what are your skill sets? You said you wanted to be in the podcast game though. I'm just confused.
Yeah, because everybody hit me up and they said right now podcast is where it's at, how you can make money big time.
I'm trying to get
involved with any podcast that I can. I don't listen to them on my phone. I don't got that appy that you could actually download for it. But I know a lot of people's into it and they like tell.
Mm-hmm. I'm just confused because
you come up with stories and shit. So I said, I'll try it. Yo, on the strip, I'll try it. And then my boy was like, yo, hit the dude up, Steely.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. So there was a bit of confusion. He hit me up, but he didn't mention you. What was that?
I said, okay.
Yeah, so, but he didn't tell me the backstory with you. I didn't know who you were. And, but I'm just trying to feel you out right now. This is maybe, because I'm looking to hire more help for my podcast.
Oh, I got you. Look, I'm saying, you get people call in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hand the phone to me. I talk to them. I answer the questions, tell them what they need to know and shit, instead of wasting your time, you know what I mean?
I'm confused. Like, what, you mean people calling into my podcast?
Yeah, they want to talk to you on the phone and shit, and I'll be like, yo, my man, what's your name again, dog?
Oh, Stevie.
Stevie's not here right now. Leave a message and shit, and I'll tell him, I'll let him know that you called. You know what I'm saying? It don't gotta be all, you know what I'm saying? But that's not all though. Like, I'll do all the shit. Clean the trash, take the trash out, you know what I'm saying? Watch the front door, count the money, you know what I mean?
Well, it doesn't necessarily work like that. I would pay you probably on a weekly basis. Do you have a PayPal or a Venmo? That's how I'd pay you.
Do you know Venmo?
Yeah, they're apps. I wouldn't pay you actual hard cold cash.
Nah, dog. I ain't got. That's all I do is cash.
Oh, so that would be a problem.
That's gonna be a problem to do cash for real?
No. It is cash, but it's like done digitally. Do you have PayPal or Venmo?
Look, I'm gonna tell you right now. I got a phone. I ain't got nothing digital. All right, you know what I'm saying? So everything I do is just paper.
Oh, paper.
Sorry?
So, okay, paper, so that might be a problem. What your name's always, right?
Problem.
I'm so it sorry. Might be a problem. I'm trying to work with you, buddy. I'm trying to work with you. Yeah. If I walk you through the process, could you download it? What kind of phone do you have?
It's a Droid.
Okay, so you're able to do it.
No, I got pay as you go, dog. I can't get online with it.
Okay, well, you know what? That's something we could work with. I'll work with you with that. But another thing is, I'm not trying to be rude, though. If you were to come here and work for me, like, you would have to smoke outside. Always? Yeah, you would have to smoke outside. Is that okay?
Smoke outside?
Yeah.
I guess. Y'all gonna bitch and whine about it? Yeah.
Okay, so could you do some kind of trial run with me? Where are you located? I could probably get you a plane ticket.
dog. I think he come here, dog. Your shit's on pause. It's on. You got a bad connect or something, or maybe I do.
It's okay. We're gonna work with it here. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to document this. Yeah, just so this is kind of like your trial run. Cheers. This is basically just my pre-interview because I'm trying to feel you out as far as getting a more of an understanding of your employment history. Yeah. So what other what are some of
you ain't gonna find that?
What was that? Come again?
I said, you ain't gonna find nothing on my work history. Everything I do is under the table, yo. And I don't do no 40 hours a week shit. I don't do that 9-to-5 shit. You know what I'm saying? Start when we start, huh?
So what are some of your other assets or work experience? I just want to know.
I worked in fast food, you know what I'm saying? So I'm real good with just dealing with social, the Siciliations, I would call it, just being around it on a regular occurrence and shit, you know what I'm saying? I can look people eye to eye and really understand what they're talking about, and they understand me and shit. Communication is the word I'm looking for, communication.
Okay, and then you mentioned you work fast food. How long were you working, what establishment?
I worked at Burger King for a day or two. I worked at McDonald's for a couple days here. I worked at all food for a couple days here. And I used to stick around for checking up like that. All you do is put 2 days in here, 2 days there, so shit don't get boring and shit, and you know, mix it up a little bit. Them checks is only $35 to $52, but still, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The shit adds up. Plus, I'm having fun. I'm meeting different people and shit instead of sticking around the same shit going nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So that's how I like to roll.
So you worked at Burger King and McDonald's. All right, that's some work history. That's some history there. Can I ask you what your top three characteristics are? What makes Always a good employee? What would make you a good employee for me for the Stevie Wiebe Show?
For the podcast?
Yeah. What qualities would you bring to my my platform?
Damn.
I'm going to write these down because I want to remember.
Well, they could do like questions and shit, and they could be asking me questions.
Okay, so questions. Well, hold up. We're losing your feed here. I'll pause. Okay, go ahead. Okay, what's your second one?
What was the question again?
What are your top three qualifications or attributes, characteristics that you
table? Word. It don't matter, dog. I like, you know what I'm saying? I like light-skinned girls. I like white girls. I like black girls. It don't matter to me, dog. I'm like easy going, you know what I'm saying? One way to look at it is it's going to come back, you know what I'm saying? No matter what to do, it's going to come back. So that's the way we got to do it.
All right. So number one, you could answer questions. Number two, light-skinned girls.
Yep.
Okay. What's your third?
Third what?
So your third attribute or characteristic that you could bring to the table, to my platform, my podcast. What could you bring to the table?
Bring to the table? Shit. What you mean, like something to eat?
I don't know what you mean, dog. Hold up. Let me try to reword this. Your top three characteristics of positive traits that you could bring to the to my platform.
I'm trying to think about it, dog. For real though. I get along with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I said before, and I could fit in. You know what I'm saying? I'm like the fourth wheel on a car. You know what I'm saying? You trying to drive, but you ain't got that fourth wheel. I'm the fourth wheel, dog. Mm-hmm. Now, the three wheels, they know shit better than me. You know what I'm saying? I'm the new wheel. Like, yo, what's up, guys? Show me the rope. Oh, this how we do it? Okay. Oh, I got that. And then by the time you, before you know it, bam, I'm in that shit like that.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what I'm saying? So no matter what it is, I can fit in. I just can't answer the questions over the phone because I ain't intellectual like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. So that's actually a really good trait. That's probably the best one out of the three, to be honest with you.
I'm saying
the first two, I'm kind of confused, but so that means you could get along with a variety of different people. You're you have a good sense of community, and yeah,
okay. I like everybody.
Yeah. Do you have any? I mean, I'm not trying to get too personal, but do you have any school history? Like, did you high school diploma, college degree?
Yeah, I can't hear him.
Well, hold up. You freezed up again, Ed. I'm going to wait for you to come back here. I mean, sorry.
What's that, dog?
Yeah. Do you have a high school diploma?
I'm here, dog. I can hear you.
So you do have
do a diploma? Do I have what?
A high school diploma?
Nah, dog. I got so a GED.
Okay, so you didn't graduate high school.
Well, I went to 20 years of school. I went to 10th grade twice, yeah. And then I left.
Okay. No college history.
Nah. I don't think I could get in, dog, to be honest with you.
Okay. So what? Why should I hire you as an intern, a paying intern for the Stevie Wiebe Show? Just give me maybe two or three reasons why I should hire you. You cut off. I'll wait for you to come back.
Well, I heard the beginning of the question. Well, I'll start seeing people's gonna be like calling you up. Yo, when's always working? When's always working? I want to stop up when always testy's working. They want to deal. Where's it at? You done lost me again. Anyways,
yeah.
Let me know where the location is. You know what I'm saying? I show up. And when people start realizing that, damn, he work every Tuesday for an hour here, every Thursday, this time, whatever, you'll see people start coming around to hang out and shit, and they want to smoke and hang out, you know what I'm saying? And make you, you know, make the studio, office, whatever this shit is, look like it's...
Oh, okay, I don't know
if you... Froze up again, dog, I can't...
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to ask you the question, and then just name me one reason why I should hire you, and then, yeah, there you go. I could see you now. Just give me your number one reason why I should hire you as an intern.
Well, like I said before, I'm a people person, right? So when I start working with you, I want to hang out with you because you're with me, and I'm making them laugh and shit when they come over, and I always got the good laugh, you know what I'm saying? They're getting everybody on, you know what I'm saying? And then we start freestyling, and then we start writing jokes and writing songs and shit and yada, yada, yada on a strength, yo. It's just, it is what it is. It's popping.
Okay, so when are you available? If I were to get you a plane ticket, when are you available to come in so I could do a trial run with you always?
Huh?
When are you available to start working?
No, I don't know about that, yo. I got a lot of shit going on right now. I don't know about that. I'm gonna have to get back to you on that one, for real.
Okay, because I thought the whole point was trying to get you to intern for my podcast.
Yeah. No doubt. You know what I'm saying? When When I get my shit straightened out, no doubt, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? But it's got to be, it got to make sense. You know what I'm saying? Right now, don't.
Okay, so what would you be asking for an hourly wage?
Shit. My last job, I was making $8.75 an hour. I was getting OT, I was making $12 an hour. So I would have to say you had to bump it up to at least $9 an hour. You know what I'm saying?
I could probably afford 12 an hour. Is that okay?
I wanted nine, but yeah, I'll take 12.
Okay, 12 an hour. Okay, so yeah. How, the last thing is if you could email me a resume. Do you have a resume?
Huh? Start over. It broke up.
Do you have a resume? A resume you could email me?
A resume, dog? Nah. I got no resume, yo. I got the streets.
Okay. All right. So I'll just sit with that. And then what's the best way to reach you always?
On my cell phone, yo.
Just hit you up, and then as far as finding out your availability for you to start working for me, because I want to give you a chance. You seem like a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. We could talk. I might be able to start on Tuesday, but you know what I'm saying? You gotta have to hit me up, man. You gotta have to let me know. I don't know.
Okay, so now you're kind of iffy about it then.
I just don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know my availability. You got to hit me up when you want me to come in. If I'm available, I come in. How am I let you know next Friday when I don't got a calendar in front of me? You know what I'm saying? Don't make no damn sense.
Okay, so I'll leave it at that. Thank you for
am I gonna get it or no?
Yeah, I know, because I have a couple other people I do need to interview.
Oh, here we go with this shit already.
No, it's nothing like that. No, I do like it, buddy. You know, I have to, this is the part of the process.
Got you, I got you.
Okay, so I'm gonna, I will hit you back on your cell phone or your email, which you could send me through your phone, right? Your email.
Yep.
Okay, and then so when are you gonna see, you know Ed at all? Because I was trying to get a hold of Ed. How do I get a hold of Ed Bassmaster?
He go out with my he go out with my sister. That's how I know him.
Oh, he dates
out with my sister, Quilla.
Oh, he dates your sister.
He dates my sister. Yeah, it's Quilla Johnson. But that's my half sister anyway.
Okay, so how do I get a hold of Quilla Johnson? Sorry, you broke up there.
Went out, dog. So how can you get a hold of what?
Aquila Johnson.
Huh?
Aquila Johnson.
Going out again, though.
Aquila Johnson.
Tequila.
Tequila Johnson. How do I get a hold of her?
Tequila? Oh, shit. I could text her. If you want to talk to her, I mean, I could text her. She have to hit you up. She got kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? There might be running around the house and yada, yada, yada.
Okay, so, because I'm trying to get a hold of Ed. Nothing against you. I like you, buddy, but I'm trying to get a hold of Ed Bassmaster as well so we could collaborate on some YouTube videos. So you're telling me I have to go through this lady to get to Ed. Is that what you're saying?
Queer, yeah, because that's what I'm saying. That my sister go out with Ed. They've been going out. They got kids and shit. So sometimes he sent me out on the street and filmed me doing some stupid shit, and they put it on his, he got a what you call YouTube account and all this and that dumb shit. And that's how that's you know what I'm saying. Then he throw me $100 every time we film something. That's how he told me to go punk somebody or go begging for money or some dumb shit. You know, whatever, make him laugh, whatever.
Okay. Well, when are you gonna see Ed next? Do you see him on a weekly basis?
Oh, yeah. I see him all the time. They let me stay in the basement, yo.
Okay. Can you just tell Ed next time you see him to email Stevie back? Stevie Weeby.
Stevie Weeby?
Yeah, that's my name. Stevie Weeby, yeah.
So okay.
Can you, when you talk to Ed, just have him email me as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for your time. I appreciate your time, and I will.
No doubt.
I'm being real with you. I'm definitely gonna consider you. Okay. Always.
I appreciate it. Yo, I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? I'm glad the interview went well. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And how do you good spell your name, first of all? This is my last. How do you spell your name?
A-L-W-A-Y-S, like always. I'm always testy. T-E-S-T-E.
That's your real name. That's your birth name.
That's my birth name.
Always testy.
Yes.
Okay. So just let Ed know. I wrote all your information down here. And
okay. I'm going to let him know.
Yeah, and then you're available. I'll hit you up again for a follow-up interview next week. Is that okay?
Whatever you got to do, dog. Let me know.
Okay, so, but I would need a copy of your resume, though, as well. Is that okay? You have a resume, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let Ed know that I talk to you. You talk to me. And then I need to make contact with Ed if you talk to his girlfriend. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for your time always.
You got it, dog.
I didn't expect it. You did well. I didn't expect to talk to you, but it's fine. We got an interview out of it. We got a work interview out of it. And
That's what's up.
Okay, and then thanks for your time. Just let Ed know that I'm looking for him.
I'm going to hit him up as soon as I get off the phone on the strength. Yo, I ain't on the – for real.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Right. Okay, right. And thanks right. for your time, and I'll be talking to you soon.
All right.
Okay, now it's time for Little Ray's World.
I don't know how to turn this shit off, yo.
Oh, I'm going to turn it off right now. Now it's time for Little Ray's World. Thanks for your time, always. I'll hear from you soon. I'll be contacting you. Okay.
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens, dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's World. Hee-haw!
What the hell is that, Beep? Looks like a rotten tooth, man. Hey, Mr. Tooth, are you there? Hold up, let me see what I think you said, man. You said that your name was Luke. You were a kid, and you were also addicted to eating candy. Is that correct? Wait a minute, man. Are you telling me you had cavities and your cavities slowly turned all into root canals and your mouth was rotting away, man? And so you're telling me your parents neglected you and didn't take you to the dentist, and you ended up dying because of a kidney disease due to your root canals, man? Oh, man. I don't know what to tell you, son, but me and Beep wrote a song about you. It goes like this, Luke the Tooth.
This one's about Luke the Tooth, folks. Listen up. He ate too many of them baby roots, hiding other candies in the chimney flue.
mansion, now it's rented, but the pain I'm mute. Disease, the reason kids, Luke could not compete. His parents flew the coop and didn't give a hoot. And he died in bed with candy wrappers spread. Luke was just a kid, but now he's dead. Luke, now he's dead.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Join us in about 2 weeks or so for another episode of Little Ray's World, man. And make sure you go to www.stevieweebyshow.com and pick yourself a t-shirt or a hoodie or something, man. Let's get her done.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, R-I-T-E-R-U-G.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.